Perek Yergimel Mishnah Zion. Yashav Ha'echad Al HaPesach. If a person goes ahead and he sits by his door to his house, they say over here, Im La'achar Shenichnas HaTzfila Bayis, a deer came into the house, just walked in all on its own, and the deer's in the house, and then someone goes ahead and he sits by the door, and what happens? V'lay Mel'uha. He doesn't block the door entirely with his body. He only blocks, you know, half of the passageway. So the door, the deer can technically, you know, still leave the house, and he didn't really capture it yet. And then Yoshef HaShendi comes along, a second guy, and he sits right next to the first one, Umel'uha, and now, with the second guy's body, he's actually closing up the door, and now he's trapping the deer inside the house. So over here, HaShendi Chayev, the second guy is going to be liable for transgressing the sin of capturing, of doing Seidah on Shabbos. And the first guy's putter, because the first guy didn't do anything. He's just standing there. He's only covering up half of the doorway. So until the second guy came, he didn't do anything. And when the second guy came, he's the one that closed it up. So here, the second guy is Chayev, and the first one's going to be putter. What about Yoshev HaRishon Al HaPesach Umel'uha? What happens if the first guy comes? He sits by the door to block up the space. The deer can't leave. Umel'uha, and he covers it up entirely. He's a big, big guy, and he covers the whole door. Now the deer can't leave. And then what happens? Uba Hashini Yoshev Bitzido. The second guy comes and stands or sits next to him, even though he's already covering up the door. The second guy comes and sits next to him also. So Afal Pisha Amr HaRishon V'Halachlo. Now the first guy, even if he were to get up and leave the scene, and then the second guy is left covering up the entire entrance. So maybe you'd say, hey, the first guy was covering it up. So he was covering it. Then the second guy came, standing next to him. He didn't really do much. But then the first guy left, and now the second guy is covering it. Nope, we still say HaRishon is Chayev, the first guy is Chayev, because he started it, and when he first came, he was able to close up the door. So even though the second guy came now and filled his gap, who was also closing up the door, really it was begun by the first guy, and therefore the first guy is Chayev, HaShini, Patur, and the second one is Patur. Even though he's also causing that the deer can't leave, since nevertheless he didn't do the action of Tzedah, it was done by the first one, so the first one's Chayev and the second one's Patur. Ha Lamasa Doma, and the Mishnah gives a mashal, a parable. What is this comparable to? Lenoel es beis lo shomer. What happens if to a guy who is locking his door because of thieves, and he doesn't even realize it, but when he locks his door, v'nimtz tzvi, there's a deer already in his house for hanging out there the whole day. He didn't know about it. Shomer betocho, who's guarded inside his house. So there, they explain like this: v'yav kan me'achar shenitzu tzvi al yedei rishon. Right, so they're explaining like this. Just like if one were to lock his door because of thieves, he doesn't want thieves to come in his house, and there would happen to be this deer in his house, maybe I would say he's going to be liable for capturing this deer. The answer is that he's not, because he's locking it up for the thieves, and it just so happens to be that once it's locked up for the thieves, he's also keeping this deer inside. But his point wasn't to keep the deer inside. And they give a comparison to our case. The first guy is standing by the door. He's blocking entrance for the deer to leave. So he did that action. The fact that the second guy comes later and stands by the door, he didn't do anything, because it was already blocked up by the first guy. Just like if someone was locking the door for his, to not to get thieves in the house. So the fact that he's capturing this deer now that was already in his house is not really his problem, because it was already, the house was already guarded because he was locking the door so the thieves don't come in. So just like in the case of the thieves would be putter, in the case where he comes after the first guy to block the entranceway is he putter. Not only that, they say, but even the chatchila, initially it is permitted for the second guy to stand by the door for the whole entire Shabbos in order to keep the deer inside the house so it doesn't run away. Because the first one already, you know, he already messed up. He stood there. He blocked the deer from leaving. And what he did is usher. He's chayav. He has to bring a carbon chatas. But now if someone else comes and stands in that spot, since the act was done already, the second guy not only is he putter, but he can even do it the chatzchila initially. And the Mishnah says over here that this is how we paskin halach lamaisa. That concludes Perek Yud Gimel. And now we're going to go move along to Perek Yud Dalet, the 14th chapter. Shmona Shratzim. There are eight Shratzim, eight types of creepy crawlers, Ha'amura B'Torah, that are mentioned in the Torah. In Parsha Shmini, it goes through the Choled, the Achbar, the Tzav, the Anaka, the Koach, the Halata, the Chomet, and the Tenshames. What are these? So according to the English Kahati, I'll give you the exact translation. We have Cholid is like a Chulda, a weasel. A Achbar is a mouse. A Tzav is a great lizard. Anaka is a gecko. A Koach is a land crocodile. Halata is a lizard. And a Chomet is a sand lizard. And the Tenshomes is a chameleon. So the point here with all these different Shmona Shratzim, these eight Shratzim, these eight creepy crawling insects or animals, is that they all have a leather skin. And that's what we're going to be focusing on right now. So in any of these animals that we just mentioned, Hatsadon, one who captures them on Shabbos, or V'hachovel Behen, one who strikes them on Shabbos, Chayev is liable. Liable for what? So it depends. By Tzeda, by capturing these animals, one is liable for Tzeda. Why? Because the Derech of Bnei Adam, the way is that people do normally capture these Shratzim, because they want to use their skins as leathers. So since the Derech is to capture them, when one captures them, one's Chaya for doing Tzeda on Shabbos. Regarding Chovel, striking them, one's Chaya also. Why? Because since they have leather, so they explain over here that when you make a chabura, when you make a wound in these animals, until the blood gets gathered up and congeals underneath the leather, we look at it as if the blood left its spot, meaning it could be it's not even bleeding. If it's bleeding, of course you're chayv, it's pashut. But let's say it's not bleeding, but you see the blood gathers underneath the skin. So since it left its original spot and gathered in that area, technically it would have left the body. It's just the leather skin is, you know, not letting it go. If you would have punctured a hole, it would have left. The point here is that since the blood left its original spot and gathered in one area, we actually consider that as if you killed the animal, because the Gemara says that the dam hu nefesh, blood of a person or of an animal, is his soul. And if you remove the blood, then you remove, it's as if you remove the soul. And they would call this a tolda of shochet, a secondary of the law of shochet, of shechting on Shabbos. Is in a similar vein, we say if a person, you know, embarrasses someone, it's as if he killed them. Why? Because all of his blood gathers from its original spot into one spot, and he gets embarrassed, he blushes. Had there been a hole in his skin, the blood would just pour out, and the person would die. And that's why embarrassing someone is so severe. It's like killing the guy. So too over here, when you hit the animal and the blood gathers in one spot, we give it a law as if you actually killed it, and it's a tolda, it's a secondary of the law of shochet, which is the issur of shechting on Shabbos. So if one were to strike these animals on Shabbos, one would be chayv for shochet, a tolda of shochet. Okay. What about all other kind of animals? Ushar shkatzim ramasim. So here again, shkatzim ramasim is not like a domesticated animal or wild animal that you'll see in the zoo or in a farm. Shkatzim ramasim are more like creepy crawling insects. So all the other creepy crawling animals or insects, so that don't have this leather skin, so then it's more lenient. Not that you could strike them, but a chovel behen, one who did strike them, is patur, is not liable to bring a korban chatas on Shabbos. Because the Kati explains, as long as blood didn't come out of them, there's no wound at all, because it's just, you know, it's on a lesser degree. However, they do bring down that if blood did leave, and Yatsubihem down, if blood did leave, even in other Shkatzimur Masim that are not part of the eight that the Torah mentioned, then one would be liable for Shochet, for taking away their soul on Shabbos. So it's more lax that if blood didn't actually come out, because there's no leather, you know, preventing the blood, so one's patur. But if the blood did come out, then you actually would be chayev. Okay. Hatsadon litzorech. What happens if someone captures these shkatzim and ramasim on Shabbos, and he captures them for a specific need, for Yitzhayrech, for example, for Refuah. He needs to use their venoms or their skins, whatever it is, to heal somebody. And of course, we're not talking about that it's life-threatening, because if it was life-threatening, it's permitted. He says, as it's Tamazai. So he is Chayev, because of the Melacha of Tzedah on Shabbos, because since these animals are capturable, one who captures them for a need is liable. However, here there's a Mishnah tells us a Chiddush. What about if you captured it Shalola Tzorach, for no specific need? Then you're actually Patur. You can't do it initially, but if you did it, you're Patur. She'ein ha-derech l'tzorosam. The Kahati explains that the derech is not to capture them. So here we have a Chiddush. If you capture an animal, that the derech is not to capture it, and you have no specific need for it, you're actually going to be Patur and not Chayiv. That's a Chiddush. And again, not that you could do it initially, but if you did it, then you are Patur. Whereas when you capture an animal for a need, you want to use it for a refuah, so that you captured it for the need, and therefore you are Chayiv. Moving right along. Now let's get to, you know, bigger animals. A Chayiv, about a wild animal. Or Oaf, a bird. So if it's Sheber Shuso, if it's actually in your own Rishus, it's in your backyard. So here's another leniency, Hatzad and Patur. One who captures them is going to be Patur. Why? Because they're already in your Rishus. So you're not really capturing them. They're already in your backyard. However, even though they're in your backyard, if you were to strike them, then of course, Chayev, you're Chayev, because they have skin. And, you know, it says the same rule of when they have a skin, when they have a leather skin, and you're Chayev because of the Tolda of Shochet. The Bartanur actually explains over here that She'en Achov al Chayev b'chol Eilu, one who strikes them, is not liable in all these cases that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Elek Eshu Chovel al Manach l'shtamish b'dam. So he is Mechadish over here, that which we said, that when you strike these animals, the animals that have leather skins, that you're liable for a Tolda of Shochet, that's only when you strike them because you want to use the blood. Amanas lehishtamesh bedam. You want to use the blood, for example, for refuah. However, avalam eino chovel el kadi lahazik. What happens if you just strike it? Not because you want to use the blood, just to damage it. You're a ruthless person. You just want to wound it. So of course you can't do that. But if you did, we look at that as kilkul. And earlier we had mentioned in the previous parak that when you do things b'derech kilkul to be destructive, then you are putter. Like if you rip a shirt, you're putter. But if you rip it on condition to sew it back up, then we said you're chayiv. And the chilak was, the difference was, is whether you're doing an action to make something productive or destructive. Normally, productive is chayiv and destructive is patur. So too over here, with these animals, when you strike it and the blood gathers together, you're only going to be chayiv when you want to use the blood. For example, for refuah, for healing. But if you're not using the blood, then we look at it as derech kilkul, and therefore you'd be patur.